Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Donald Trump transition team was said to be in disarray, but it's sending a singular message in today's picks for his new administration. Outspoken conservatives are welcome. Former military intelligence chief Michael Flynn, who once called Islam a cancer and led lock-her-up chants at Trump rallies, is slated to become Trump's national security advisor, a pick that does not need congressional confirmation.
However, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions does. He's nominated to become attorney general. And back in 1986, the Senate Judiciary Committee rejected Sessions' nomination to a federal judgeship after hearing testimony that he called the NAACP and the ACLU un-American, and that he jokingly called the Ku Klux Klan okay.
The hawkish Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo, who once tweeted an article that called an Indian American opponent a turban topper, will also need confirmation as director of the CIA.
So there's obviously a lot to talk about as we end this week. And joining us to do so is Maria Elena Salinas, news anchor at Univision. Hi there, Maria Elena.
Hello. Nice to talk to you this morning.
It's great to talk to you. And Rick
Klein. Afternoon.
What time it is anywhere in the country. Rick Klein is political director at ABC News, and he joins us as well. Hi there, Rick.
Great to be with you.
Okay, so let's start off with Michael Flynn. He's been praised, actually, as a top-notch military officer. But he's also said that fear of Muslims, in his words, is rational. And Jeff Sessions, as we were talking about, the AG pick, said after that tape of Trump came out bragging about being able to grab females, that he didn't characterize that as sexual assault. So Rick, let's just start with you. What do these picks mean to you?
Well, first, it means that there's no bait and switch. These are men that accompanied Donald Trump on the campaign trail. They were top advisors throughout. You had to assume they were getting top picks. Second thing it says to me is that Donald Trump doesn't care about the blowback for some of these picks. There were lots of reasons to oppose and might still be to oppose General Flynn, a national security advisor. And then for Senator Sessions, he was already blocked by the United States Senate from becoming a federal judge because of perceived racist comments that he made back in the 1970s and 1980s. So the controversial past of these men is we're well known, and Donald Trump has decided to go with him anyway, despite those concerns.
Now, well, you also have Congressman Pompeo, who, again, picked ahead the CIA. He's defended people who did harsh interrogation. He's called them heroes. So that will obviously be questioned. But Maria Elena, I want you to comment on the Secretary of State considerations. These are still unnamed, but Kentucky Senator and former presidential rival Rand Paul said on CNN this week that if Trump nominated Rudy Giuliani or former Ambassador John Bolton, that he, Rand, was going to put up a fight. Let's listen.
I think both of them have been big cheerleaders for the Iraq war and for more intervention in the Middle East. So I hope Donald Trump will pick somebody consistent with what he said on the campaign trail. Iraq war was a mistake. Regime change in the Middle East is a mistake.
So, Maria Elena, your thoughts on what Trump might do with Secretary of State, because he's meeting with Mitt Romney this weekend, and some people say that might be it.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit complicated, you know, to try to figure out what he's thinking about when he's selecting these people and whether or not they're going to go with his narrative. You know, more than that, because we don't know exactly who he's going to pick yet, I think I'm more concerned with the ones that have already been selected. You know, President Obama said it and Hillary Clinton, and there's a message out there that we need to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. But we see some of these first picks for cabinet that have already been selected that are questionable, aside from Ryan's previous. So I think we need to be very concerned, especially with someone like Jeff Sessions. When it comes to the Latino community, he's someone that we really, really need to fear. You know, he's been opposed to every immigration bill that's been out there. He's also been opposed to legal immigration and guest worker programs. And, you know, these are things that we need to take into consideration. There's a message out there of inclusiveness, but what we're hearing is some people that have extreme views and extreme positions that are being selected as cabinet members.
He's not holding back. But Rick Klein, what do you think about the meeting with Mitt Romney this week? I mean, Romney was his biggest opponent in the campaign and wasn't even running. He called Donald Trump a phony and a fraud. Trump said equally insulting things about Mitt Romney. How crazy is this meeting?
I think it's a pretty clear example to my mind of Donald Trump trying to use Mitt Romney and the reflected glory of Mitt Romney to try to mainstream himself and suggest to members of his own party that he is reaching out. I think there's about a zero chance that Mitt Romney serves in this administration. I do not think he is under serious consideration for Secretary of State, although we've been told otherwise. I think the meeting is a courtesy meeting that's being dressed up, and I think Governor Romney will give him that courtesy. I can't imagine Donald Trump, as unpredictable as he is, turning to Mitt Romney, a man whom he openly mocked and was mocked right back. The two of them, forget a team of rivals, this would be a team of enemies.
Let's talk for a second about the anti-Trump protests that are continuing in Los Angeles. They focused on Trump's chief strategist pick, Steve Bannon, who, when he was at Breitbart News, made it a platform, celebrated that he made it a platform for white nationalists and others on the far right. So some sound there from protests. Now, the president-elect's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, said the protesters, quote, degrade the presidency. But, however, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid called on Donald Trump to fire Bannon. Maria Elena, do you think any of these calls to let Bannon go are going to stick at all?
I seriously doubt, knowing Donald Trump and seeing what we've seen from Donald Trump, that he's going to change his mind. He wants to reward those who stuck by him. And let's remember that Bannon was part of the team that actually got him the presidency.
Right.
But, you know, people have the right to protest. And I know they're calling them out. They're saying that they're being paid. And that's part of our democracy. People protest all the time. I'm personally concerned with Bannon because I've been a victim of Breitbart. Mm-hmm. I gave a speech once when I received an award from a university, and I spoke Spanish for part of my speech, and there was something out there that said in Breitbart, there was a headline that said that I began a racial riot. So a race riot. So, I mean, I know what we're getting when we hear Bannon. And I think a lot of Latinos are very concerned. People just are concerned with having someone like that so close to the president, giving him advice with such extreme positions.
Well, Maria Elena Salinas there from Univision. But Rick Klein at ABC News, as you said, Trump is giving many of the people who supported him exactly what they want.
Yeah, the way to oppose a lot of these appointments was to beat him at the ballot box. And he is making good on his promises. He's surrounding himself by loyalists. So far, the only major positions he's filled have been by loyalists and people that were with him pretty long time, if not from the start. It'll be interesting to see as he fleshes out the cabinet, if he goes outside of that circle. But so far, this is who he said he would be. And I think you can accuse Donald Trump of a lot of things, and he will be accused of a lot of things. But so far in this appointment process, right, he's been loyal and he's been consistent.
Let's talk about this Ford comment. I want to hear from both of you. Last night on Twitter, Donald Trump took credit for stopping Ford from moving a factory to Mexico. He was wrong. Ford was never going to move that factory, had only planned to move the production of one type of car to Mexico. And in a statement last night, Ford said it did tell Trump it would cancel that one small move to Mexico. But we remember that Trump said during the campaign that he would impose tariffs on American companies like Ford if they moved jobs. And here's what former CEO Mark Fields said this week to our Jeremy Hobson, talking about other factories, but this same topic. Listen.
Well, I think to put things into perspective, the focus that we're moving down to Mexico is to make room for two very important products in the plant in Michigan. So actually, there's going to be no jobs impacted. But when you look at things like tariffs, that would impact the entire auto sector. And that obviously would have an impact on the U.S. economy. So we want to make sure that we engage in a very productive dialogue with the policymakers on this.
Well, and I just want to correct Maria Elena. I think I just lost Mark his job. He's the current CEO of Ford. But your thoughts on that? What is really true here?
Well, it seems like what Donald Trump is trying to do is tell his constituency, the people that voted for him, look, I'm keeping my promises. I told you that I would do everything to avoid jobs going over to Mexico, specifically Mexico. So he wants to take credit for that, and that's why he's doing it. But, you know, we have to be very careful with things like this. When he says that he's going to dismantle NAFTA, we have to think also of how the U.S. benefits from imports from Mexico. For example, they they import a lot of the parts that make some of these cars. They import, Mexico is the number two supplier of agricultural products from Mexico to the U.S. And, you know, it would definitely affect workers here, it would affect prices here. If Donald Trump plans to deport undocumented immigrants, many of which work in the agricultural industry, and then tries to break NAFTA, and we lose some of those imports from Mexico, or tariffs raise on these products, we're going to see a problem in this country.
Yeah. Well, we got lots more to talk about, but I guess just, Rick, your thoughts about going ahead. And let's bring in the Democrats. What happens? Does Nancy Pelosi get her leadership position? What happens?
The Democrats are in disarray in trying to figure this out. And I think there's a good chance that she gets ousted. I think she still is the front runner to keep that position. But they need an identity. They got beaten very badly last week, and it's forcing them to reexamine what they stand for. And there's a lot of voices saying it's time for new voices, a younger generation of Democrats to try to lead them forward.
If I can add to that,
yeah, just a couple seconds.
Democrats need to do some soul searching because they need to try to figure out why they allowed Donald Trump to steal their message. They're supposed to be the party of underprivilege, yet the narrative of Trump's campaign was directed at those who are expected to be protected by Democrats.
Well, Maria Elena Salinas, news anchor at Univision, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Rick Klein, political director at ABC News, thank you also.
Thank you.